learn over again the Tizmin of Likra Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha, even though we learned this last week. We will try to learn it better than we learned it last week, with a lot of Isophis. We will not even chazer most of the things that we learned last week. Likra Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha. We can learn that Likra Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha means that we will come out and we mekabel Shabbos and make Tosfos Shabbos. That means Likras Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha. We will take the first step. How do we take a first step towards Shabbos? The way we take a first step towards Shabbos is by making Tosfos Shabbos. If we make Tosfos Shabbos, we can say the following Chiddush and learn a new pshat in the whole Pizman. We know from the Mashah and other Kadmonim that even though Schar Mitzvah by Alma Lecha, but something that a person does from his own, something that a person is Moisif more than he has to, on that is Schar Mitzvah by Alma. So we can learn the Kras Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha. The Yisoid of the Kras Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha is that if you go and be mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, ki hi, that Tosfos Shabbos is mekayer habracha. From there you're able to take bracha in this world. The way to take bracha in this world is by being moisef on Shabbos. Bechlal, we know that the inyan of Tosfos Shabbos, the Imre Emes, was mechadish echidish nifla. Shabbos is a kapara, Shabbos is yichodi sheterachim, Shabbos is a kapara. Tosfos Shabbos, the Imre Emes said, is a kapara on those averis that you can't do tshuva on, those shver averis, on those averis, Tosfos Shabbos helps you to do tshuva. That's the koyach of Tosfos Shabbos. So if so, we realize a completely new pshat in kiyim mekayer habracha, to what degree the lekiras Shabbos l'chuv and Elcha is a mekayer habracha. I saw in a sefer from Hillel Pesik a very interesting ga'ara. In the Beracha of Asher Ga'alanu, Leila Seida, we say, Ken yigi'enu lemayadim ulegralim acherim ulegralim haboyim likraseinu. We talk about the Yontif coming likraseinu. And here we say, Likras Shabbos l'chuv and Elcha. A very interesting ga'ara. That when it comes to Shabbos, we say we go towards Shabbos. The Yom Tovim are haboyim likraseinu. The Yom Tovim come likraseinu. He says a very interesting ga'ara, that when you say Likras Shabbos L'chuv and Elcha, that means Shabbos the Iker and we are the Tofel. When you say that something is coming to you, that means you are the Iker and that is the Tofel. It's very poshut, he says, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Shabbos is Kviyah V'kayim, also Shabbos is the Iker. So we go towards Shabbos. Masha'en Ken about Yomtif, that we are the ones who are Mekadesh the Yomtif. Then the Yomtiv Abam Likra say, no, they come to us because we are the Iker, we are the ones who bring Yomtiv. The Emes is, there is a much deeper meaning to explain the difference between L'chuv and Elcha and Abam Likra Seinu. The Sasemes in Parshas Emer, Tofresh Mem Zayin, talks about the difference between Shabbos and Yomtiv. He brings an Arizal, we are not going to go into things that are L'mayla Masog Seinu. We only know the following. Shabbos, it says, Matana Tove Yeshli Bebeit Genozai V'Shabbos Shema. We know that my father Zechan Evrocha learned from the Sosemes that the Ptaych of Beit Genozai means that the Eibishter did not take out the Shabbos of Beit Genozov. No, we enter the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Beit Genozov on Shabbos. We enter the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Beit Genozov on Shabbos. We have to realize, we said over Shabbos, I don't remember when on Shabbos, I think Friday night, from a new sefer that was just reprinted with a sophis, based Peretz, as Askoma from the Noid Yehuda. The Noid Yehuda writes, I don't give Askomas because I made a gather that Roiv Sifrei Mizmanenu Toiva Hashtika. Roiv Sifrei Mizmanenu Dover Zer Yotzom and Aklal, the Noid Yehuda writes in it. You can see what he was. He was Magid Meshorim in Brod, and the Droshes that he said, the Noid Yehuda said, I heard about his Droshes, but now that I read his Droshes, and I state that the Yehuda's Askama on the Sefer. We said, see, there's 20 Askamas in the Sefer, if I'm not mistaken, from all Gedolei Olam. He was Magid Meshorim in Brod, and there was the Brod Ekloit, he was from the Chachmei Brod. Anyway, he writes there a Moshel Nifla on Shabbos. He says Shabbos is in Himmel Amor Simcha. The Beis Gnadar Shabbos is the Yom Simcha. When a Melech makes a Yom Simcha and he brings all the Sarim, and somebody comes in and brings a dirty person into that Suda, that person gets killed right away. What did you do here? You brought her in, a person that's not dressed and it's not nice, a Tzaras, a Matzera, you're bringing him in. But when a Yid is Machal Shabbos, it's as if he brought in that person into the Eibishter Suda. Because we're up there Shabbos, we're not here Shabbos. When the Eibishter is based on other Shabbos, when you make Chil Shabbos, you're as if you're bringing in that person. That's why it's so Chomer Chil Shabbos that there's Misa. Because it's Doime to that Moshul. So I'm Nuyer the Kezach and bringing in the Nekuda, what means you're in the Beis Genod of Shabbos. So Shabbos, we go up. Yom Tov is not we go up, Yom Tov comes down to us. Yom Tov comes down to this world. So that's why Shabbos is L'chu V'Nelcha. We have to go. We have to go up Shabbos. Yom Tov is Abom L'Krasenu. The Yom Tov comes down to us. That's the difference between the two Lashonos. L'Kras Shabbos L'chu V'Nelcha Ki Hi Mekar Abracha. Because it, Shabbos, is Mekar Abracha. What does it mean, Shabbos is Mekar Abracha? You know, in Zohar HaKadosh it says, the Zohar HaKadosh that's printed in every Zemiris, Minayim Mizbarchen Kol Shita Yoyim. Man Ahal Lo Yishtakas Bei. The man you don't find in Shabbos. You only find the man all week. But the Mekar Abracha, the Minayim Mizbarchen Kol Shita Yoyim, that means Ki Hi Mekar Abracha. It's the Mekar of the whole Baracha of all week. It's not the bracha itself. The bracha is the month that comes in the middle of the week. The Mekar HaBracha, the Shoresh of the bracha, is Shabbos. Let us see a little bit the pnimius of Torah, as much as we can have in a concept. The Shem Havayah, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, we know it has four basic terufim. The four basic terufim are four Shemes. They are called the Shem Ma, the Shem Ben, the Shem Samach Gimel, and the Shem Ayin Beis. Depending on how you mamala the yud, the hey, and the vav. If you write the shem yud, hey, aleph, vav, aleph, vav, hey, aleph, meaning that you mamala it with alfin, then it's mem hey. Then the shem is mem hey. If you don't do that, you do yud, hey, hey, vav, vav, hey, hey, then it's 52. That's how it goes to samach gimel and to ayin beis. So the four tzirufim of the shem avaya, which the four tzirufim of the Shem Havaya are Reish Lamed Beis. If you add up 52, 45, 52, 63, and 72, you get 232 the Gematria HaBracha. That's why the four Shemes are the Shodesh of HaBracha. It says in the Bria, the Eibishter said Yehi Er. Yehi Er is also 232 Ki Yidua. That's the Er HaGonus that has in it the Koyach of Yehi Er. That's the Er Agonus that has in it HaBracha. The Er Agonus is the Shoresh HaBracha. That comes from the four Shemes Havaya. We will say a Pshat. I don't remember if it says anywhere, if it's the Eibishter's Matana to me, or it's by sort in a Sefer. We say in Tzur Mishaloi, Al Kois Yayin Molei Kevirkas Hashem. Poshet, it means a Kois that's Yayin, that's Molei. But it could also mean Kois Molei. Take the word kais and write it mole. Chav is 100, vav is 12, samach is 120, it's 232. Al kais yayin mole ki virkas Hashem. You have the birkas of the Shem Havaya, the bracha of Shem Havaya when you take the kais and you mamala the kais. Davar nifla, kais is be'etzem dinim. Kais is Shem Elikim. But in the milui of kais, if you take the kais and you mamala the kais, you get to Shoresh HaBracha. And that's the koyach of Shabbos, that you have the Shoresh HaBracha. Thus attach ki hi mekar HaBracha, the HaBracha. More than that, Shabbos, we know that in Shabbos, the Ur of Shabbos has a shaykhis to the Ur Agonus. When the Isha lights the Ner Shabbos, it says in Svarim that there's a kesher between the Ner Shabbos and the Ur Agonus, adover pela admiyot, that in the Ner Shabbos there's a koyach that comes out the nekuda of the Ur Agonus in it. I'll bring him a kur for it in 1 minute, where we see that the Ner Shabbos has in it the Ur of Ur Agonus. In Rada the Shabbos from Abisrael Elliot Weintraub, in page Tov Chof Aleph in the Sefer, He brings Mekoros Neflois, that the Ur of the Ur of Ner Shabbos is Kesher to the Ur Agonos. It comes from Sifre Kabbalah, from Sifre Chassidus, from all over, that there is Gonos in the Ur, the Ur of Ur Agonos. So if so, the He Ur comes out on Shabbos. So that's why Saka Mekor HaBrocha. HaBrocha, the Brocha of Bechus Havaya, the Zgalus of Havaya, and the Zgalus of the Ur of Ur Agonos. But what I want to say is Be'etzer Mazach of Chomeris Tezogn, because of the beauty of the Zach, and I don't want we should be dovuk in the Chitzenius of it. Samatona, that has nothing to do with me. Samatona, if you sit down and prepare for an Oilam, the Evish, the Shikterain, Machshoves, the Zogn, Dvorim, that the Evish to send a Matona for the Oilam. It says in the Chov of Kiloilam Chazdois, Noisein lechem lechol basar ki la'olam chazdei. If you look in a siddur that's meduktik or in a tilim, noisein is written chosar. It doesn't say noisein lechem with a vav. It says noisein without a vav. Noisein lechem lechol basar, which needs an explanation why it says taka chosar, or it says chosar. And briskunas olam, which is a sefer from a Talmud from the Maggid, who was the Adam Godlad Mi'od in Chochmas HaKabbalah, says Dvarim Nifloim Adis Nois and Lechem. His stomach comes from Sifrei Kabbalah, but we will say over what it says there. He says the following. In Pasuk it says, Toiv Ayin Hu Yevoirach Ki Hu Nosan Mi Lachmoi Ladol. He gave from his Lechem Ladol. So a Toiv Ayin gives his lechem ladol. That means the toiv is mashpia to the dol. The toiv is mashpia to the dol. In other words, when is the dol going to be in ganzer mesukam? I'll explain it in my havana. Dol has 34 nekudas to it. That's why it's 34, right? So if every nekuda of that dol will become toiv, then he did the complete tikkun of the dol, right? If you take the toiv and you want to make from the dal toiv, how do you make from the dal toiv? You don't add toiv to the dal. You add toiv to the dal, you'll make somewhat toiv. But the true way to add toiv is that every prat of that dal, which has 34 pratim, dal is lamed, you're going to give every prat toiv, and then you're going to change the dal to completely toiv. Toiv pa'omim dal is begimatria in noisein lechem, Dr. Brisker Nesailam. Noisein lechem is 578. Toiv pa'omim dal is 578. Thus is attached noisein lechem. The Eibishter is noisein lechem ki hu nosan mi lachmoi ladal. The Eibishter is noisein lechem lechol basar, even to the dal, even to the person that's kol basar, the dal, that's the greatest dal. He's completely basar, he has no nefesh to himself, and the Eibishter is mashpia to him, lechem. Which lechem? Noisein lechem. Noisein lechem. Takayin ches. That's toif pa'omim dal. That's what it says in Briskunas Olam. I think we brought it down exactly to our asoga. Re'ei doba pela amatonim en ha-shamayim. Mikor ha-barocha is begimatri etof kuf ayin ches. Noisein lechem lechol basar. Which day gives lechem lechol basar? Which is the day that's mashpia lechem? Shabbos. It's the Mekor HaBracha. That's the touch that Shabbos is giving the lechem. Shabbos gives the lechem to the whole week. It doesn't mean rumors that Mekor HaBracha is begimatria noisein lechem. It's not enough to stop here. We have to go a step much further than that. Toiv ayin hu yevoirach ki hu nosan milachmai ladal. Shteitin goyin in Mishlei. Toiv ayin ze Yaakov. Shechai kuf mem zayin shono. The gematria toiv ayin. Yaakov Avinu is the dargo of toiv ayin. Shabbos is nachlas Yaakov Avicha. What is the tight Shabbos is nachlas Yaakov Avicha? Evazayot men anaya sogin Shabbos is nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Shabbos kumt arunta an ashpof and toiv ayin. That's why it's yom abrocha Shabbos. Because toiv ayin hu yevoirach. Shabbos is the shodesh of bracha because it's toiv ayin. What happens when there comes to Ibrahim kun nosan melachmei ladol? Shabbos is mashpia, the lechem ladol to the whole week, which is my name is Vach and kol shevei yoimen. The 6 days of the week are pchina of dal,
And the Eibishter gives them the lechem. Thus licked in them that mekoyer abaracha is begematria and noisen lechem. Hanaya kavona in their nekuda of noisen of Shabbos is kihi mekoyer abaracha, that Shabbos is the mekoyer abaracha taka that he has the koyach of tev ayin hu yevarach. The Gemara says at the end of Perikama the Bavah Basra. Svi the Eibishter was matim this world me'en oylam abo. Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Shenema, which are the three brachas, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Avraham Avinu, it says Hashem, Be'echetz Avraham, Bakoil. Yitzchak, it says Yoichel, Mikoil. Yaakov Avinu, it says Yeshli, Koil. Thus is thus. Shteitach in the Gemara, Azay Ogetach. Koil is oylam abo. Because Shleimus, Koil is Shleimus. The Rambam talks about a midah that's called Koil. Koil is Shleimus. Shabbos, the one before Shabbos, the Ovis, Hit Imam Me'en Oilam Abba. Dachtzema Asadava Poshut, that we have to say, Shabbos is Eich Me'en Oilam Abba. Ayid Zoftov Shabbos is Me'en Oilam Abba. If Shabbos is Me'en Oilam Abba, state in the Gemara, what is Me'en Oilam Abba? The three brachos. Now we understand that those who say the Zohar, those who don't say the Zohar, but everybody knows that the three suddas of Shabbos are connected to the dry ovis. What does it mean? Now we have a new pshat. The three suddas of Shabbos are the three dargas of Me'en Olam Haba. Goes midarga ledarga, bakoil, mikoil, koil. Till the spitz of Shalosh Suddas, that's koil. Over the etem, those are the dry brachas and Shabbos. The dry berachas from the Ovis, while Timam Hakadosh Baruch Hu me'en oylam abba, that is me'en oylam abba. So now we understand why Shabbos is mekoyer abracha. That's such mekoyer abracha. That's the bracha that there is Shabbos. The bracha of bakoil mikoil koil. I want to say a remez a gematria that the Eibishter gave me a matona of Shabbos Parshas Yisrael, zitznik the sudam and the mishpacha adam matona. We know that says in Bnei Soschon. That Shabbos is the Avodah of Ava. He brings from the Zizichoyve, Ava b'chol leiv, Ava b'chol nefesh, Ava b'chol me'oid, is the gematria of Shabbos. Shabbos is the midah of Ahavta as Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'idecha. I have a new asog in it, because in Rav Tzadik and all the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, maral, b'chol me'idecha, the three ovis. So if Shabbos I get the koyach of Bako and Mikoil Koil, I get the koyach of the three Ovis. So that's why I have the koyach of Ahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'idecha. State in the Dibreis Rishonis, Zochar es Yoim HaShabbos Lekadshei. Zochar es Yoim HaShabbos Lekadshei is begematria punktlich. V'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'idecha Bako and Mikoil Koil. Das ist Zachas Yom HaShabbos Lekatshe. For das ist Avedev in Shabbos. The Avedev in Shabbos is to become Dovik in the Ovis and to help the Koyach after as Hashem Alekecha to nemen dus and put into Avedev Hashem. In Mishnah Brura brings a Yishalmi Shabbos Yaseo Kulei Teira. What's the Chiyah from Kulei Teira? Which status? After as Hashem Alekecha v'chol avav v'chol nashecha v'edecha v'hoyu ha-dvarim ha-eile Zogt Rashi in Chumash. The heichon bali de avazu. Now she brings this to free. How do you get to this ahava of after Hashem alekecha? V'hoyu advarim eila shanoichim tzavchayim alavavecha through Torah. Oy bazoi, if the avoid of Shabbos is v'after Hashem alekecha v'chalavavcha nafshecha v'edecha, they have to be dovuk in that midah of ava. The Torah says how you get to that midah of ava. V'hoyu advarim eila. V'meila is Shabbos yaseh kulei Torah. Das ist die Chiv von Shabbos von Machen Kulei Torah. Maybe if there'll be time, we'll come back to Kihim Mekar Abracha to say more Torah Kihim Mekar Abracha. I want to just go now to Mirosh Mikedem Nesucha to teach the next Nekuda what means Mirosh Mikedem Nesucha. What means Mikedem? What means Mikedem? We asked last week Akasha that Shabbos wasn't from the seven things that said in the Gemara that Mikedem La'olam. We showed it because the Rabbi Lezer that says that it was Mikedem Lo'olam, that there were 10 things that were Mikedem Lo'olam, and Shabbos is one of them. We're going to learn a different pshat in Mirosh Mikedem Nesucha. We know there's such a thing called as Yimei Olam and as Yimei Kedem. We say two Lishonis, Kimei Olam, Kishonim, Kadmonios, and we say There's something called Yimei Kedem, and there's something called Yimei Oilam. I will give a Maramokam, it could be I gave the same Maramokam last week, in Lekev Alibov on Yom Kippur that was printed this year. Dor HaMaimon Nifla, built on a briskunis Oilam, on what Yimei Kedem means, what Yimei Oilam means. I don't want to go into the mitzvah of it, I want to talk with just what's Negev for Avedis Hashem. Shivat Yimei Bereshis are the Zayin Midas. Zayin Midas are the Shivat Yimei Bereshis. There are three Midas that are above the Shivat Yimei Bereshis. Keser, Chochma, Bina. Das is not from the 10 Sviras. Das is only the Mechaber. Das is from Lashon Chibur. The three Sviras Elyonos are Keser, Chochma, and Bina. Those are Lemaila Mi'abriya. Those are called Yimei Kedem. Just to understand what Yimei Kedem means, those are Yimei Kedem. That's not already Kabbalah, because the Sosemis brings it in Aseret Yimei Tshuva. The Sosemis says, clear the Shprach, Yimei Kedem are the Gimel Rishonis. The Sosemis writes in Bereshis Tov Reish Mem Ches, Dvarim Neiroim. Shabbos it says three times Yoim. Everybody knows, Echlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim, Hayoim Lom Timtzu, Basodeh, that's why we eat three Sudas Shabbos. Why does it say three times Yoim? Because Shabbos has the three Yimei Kedem in it. That's the Gimel Pa'omim Yoim. The Gimel Pa'omim Yoim is the Aura from the Gimel Rishonis. Those are the Aura from the Gimel Rishonis. That's the Gimel Rishonis, they call Shabbos. That means Shabbos has two Koiches in it. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. That has to do with seven. Shabbos is Shabbos. You say every Friday night, Kol Mekadesh Shvi Korei Loi, Kol Shem Shabbos Kadosh Mechal Loi. There's two things. There's Shvi and there's Shabbos. I'm not going to go touch it now. But there's two things. There's Shvi and there's Shabbos. Shabbos is the Koyach of the Gimel Rishonis. That's a different Nekudah. That's not Shvi. That's not the seventh day. It's not Shvi Zim. So Shabbos Be'etzem has two different Koyaches in it. And a person has the Shaykhis to the Gimel Rishonis Shabbos. Akoponim. We have a murder that keeps shouting, Mirush Mikedem Nesucha. Does it touch Mikedem? Shabbos at Hashaychas to the Yimei Kedem. Shabbos has a Koyach to the Yimei Kedem. It's made Nesucha. One of the Taichin Nesucha is Asiya. It's made from the Yimei Kedem. It's made from the Gimel Rishonis that are the Yimei Kedem. I have a raya that Shabbos has a Shaychas to Yimei Kedem. There's one time in the year that we have a cycle of 10. Aseret Yimei Tshuva. That's because an Aseret Yimei Tshuva goes up till Taki Yimei Kedem and Yom Kippur the Shpitz. Yom Kippur the Shpitz. Rashi says in Tillim, Yomim Yitzaru V'loi Echad Vem. Tzvei Pshatim. One Pshat Zeh Shabbos, one Pshat Zeh Yom Kippur. Echad. It's completely different. It's Echad. It's completely separated from the Yitzira. Yomim Yitzaru. The days were in Yitzira still. They weren't yet down here. They were in Yitzira V'loi Echad Vem. Then there were two days that were in Yitzira. So days that were in Yitzira. What days were in Yitzira? Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Both are Kedem. Yom Kippur is Kedem, Shabbos is Kedem. So you see from the Rashi, the Tzushtel of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they both have a Shaychus to Kedem. The Eivishtu was Mamtzi Mi Amaton on the floor at Shem Shmuel in Veschanon Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. Shteitin Shem Shmuel Yoim HaShabbos Lemala Mi Seder Azmanim Lechein loitziv vayi ere vayi voiker yoy mashvi. Why? Zokti Shem Shmuel apella from Avert. Because whatever had to be Bashafan yoy mashvi was Bashafan yoy mashishi. So really yoy mashishi was already vayi ere vayi voiker yoy mashishi includes already yoy mashvi also. And yoy mashvi Shabbos has nothing to do with the Zayda Azmanim. Klamalim is Zayda Azmanim. Zokti Shem Shmuel says in Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Menuchas margoya, v'loy menuchas aroy. Shabbos shabbosain. You have to have a menuchas margoya, v'loy menuchas aray. Frek de eilig av anezer kasha. It says in the Shemesh the kasha differently. I'll say it over now, the anezer the kasha. You sit in the sukkah 7 days, it's aray. One day Shabbos is not aray. How could it be menuchas kva? How could one day be kva? Zok davne nezer adav neira ad miyoyit. You come to Shabbos, you mekabel Shabbos l'oilom. Kom to master Shabbos, you mach tavdola, I'm back in this world. Oh, but the Kabbalah Shabbos is not for one day. It's Philip Lom, anayi Shabbos state davne nezer. You're not mekabel Shabbos for a day. You're mekabel Shabbos for the oil and wood. So it's one Shabbos. Came out the Shabbos. No. Zog da avin mishem mishmul. More than that. It's lemailo min hazman. So it's not kasha that it's aritzan aroi. You're elevating yourself. Lemailo mizman. Lemailo mizman is nitzchim. So when you come into Shabbos, you talk about manuchas magoya because you're lemailo min hazman and you have no shachis to aray. Zman is aray. Lemailo min hazman is kva. Shabbos that you're going into Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha, the Shemishmul still to the Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha to tell you that's Lamailam and Azmanim. That's what he says, Pshat in Tara, in Zion and Vezchanam. Half of a fella, Adot is Shabbos, Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha, Lamailam is Seyd Azmanim, above Seyd Azmanim. Ah, what's all this with me? So the Shemishmul, Tshuv is called Maliyaylam. Meaning that when you're in this world, it's very hard to do tshuva. Because you have to elevate yourself above the world. I'll say, oh, well, the Chibisharim, I'm all Friday tonight. After the Suda said that he saw in a Sefer, that there's a Keli that you can fix the whole world with it. But you have to be out of the world to fix it. You can't fix it from inside, you have to be outside of the world to fix it. To fix something, you can't be inside, you have to be out of the world. So tshuva is kodim aliyaylam because you have to be out of the world. Zog the Shem Shmuel, taka ganse vachet a problem tshuva tzitom. Of a Shabbos is lemalim and say that as man say you're out of the world, so you can taka do tshuva Shabbos. That's why Shabbos you kodim aliyaylam, you're closer to tshuva. Because you're out of the world, you can fix the world. I'm telling to the Chidushirim to the Shem Shmuel. If you're out of the world, you can fix the world. If you're in Beit Ginoda, you're out of the world. You're lemalim and say that as man. Mirosh mikedem nesucha. The end of Mem of Kedem is 600. As I said in Rashi in Sukkah, everybody knows. Rosh Mekedem Nesucha is the Gematria Tshuva Tfila Sukkah. All is right in a light Shabbos. The Mavir is Reya Gzaya Shabbos is a light Tzach. Why? Because we're the Mailam in the Oilam. Just like Yom Kippur is Davai the Tshuva Tfila Sukkah, his Shabbos is Davai the Tshuva Tfila Sukkah. Why? Because it's Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha, like it says in Shem Shmuel. Because it's Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha, because you're above the world. And if you're above the world, you have easy to come back and be Mitzak in the world. So that's why in the Gematria of it, there's a remez to the Avodah of Shabbos of Tshuva, Tfila, and Sukkah. Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha, Tzayv Maisa V'machshava Tchila, Poshet Epshat. Mirosh Mikadam Nesucha, how is Shabbos Mikadam? It's before the Bria, because Tzayv Maisa V'machshava Tchila. Because the Eibster had Zin in the Shabbos before the Bria, that's the Tachlos of the Bria. In Radal it says, in Pirish HaMedrash, HaMerdek Radal, the Medrash says that the world is Doime to a Chuppah, and Shabbos the Kala comes into the Chuppah. Or the world is Doime to a Tabas, and Shabbos is the Chosen. Sub the Radal. The Chuppah is only there if they bring the Kala. If you don't bring the Kala, there's no Tachlos in the Chuppah. The Tabas has no Tachlos, there's no Chosen. So it's the Moshel that the Shabbos is Tachlos Shemaim Va'aret. That's the muscle that the whole Bria is the Tachlos, the Tachosim, the Kala. Thus is the Tachlos HaBria, because without it, the Gans is Achigonish. What do you have from a Tabas if there's no Chosim? What do you have from a Chuppah if there's no Kala? Thus is the Gans of Tachlos HaBria. Thus is Seif Maisa B'machshav HaTchila, because that's the Tachlos HaBria. Thus is Seif Maisa B'machshav HaTchila. If so, we will go back for a minute. To Kihi Mekor HaBracha. We said last week, that Kihi Mekor HaBracha is Begematria Keser. And I said it believing that I saw it in a Sefer, and I said it over. So somebody asked me, it doesn't stim. Itzaki doesn't stim. Because the Sefer is a Sefer Choshev Ad Miyot, but he had a Girsa Kihu Mekor HaBracha. With a Vav, then it stims the Keser. But Kihi Mekor HaBracha is Tof Resh Chof Dalet. So Memela, the remez for Keser is a Shverer remez, or you say HaKeser. HaKeser, with a Koyl is HaKeser. I want to say first of all what is two shtel to keser. We spoke last week. I want to say a nupshat. We said before that Shabbos is the Gimel and Shemus. I never understood the Gra because I don't understand these things. But Schus Arabim Otmer Ashtikol Asog on them. In Goyi state keser Chochma Bina is Shabbos. Gimel and Shemus. Keser is 620. There are Lamed Beis Nisibos Achochma. And Nun Sharei Bina, 620 plus 50 plus Lamed Beis is Shabbos. Er hat ein Goyen, dachte mich, stimmt von Arizal auf der. Aber es ist ein neuer Volume. Keser, Chochma Bina, Gimel Rishoynet. Keser, Chochma Bina. Is Kihim, Koyer Abracha. Is the Gematria, Ha Keser, or Keser with the three oises, with the Koyel. Whichever way you want, is the Gematria Keser, is Meramis, that Shabbos is the Bemis, the Gimel Rishoynet, Mekoyer Abracha, the Gimel Rishoynet, Meroish Mekadam Nesucha. Because Shabbos has in it Keser, Chochma Bina, is Meramis in Shabbos. Thus is Einzach. To say Adobo Poshut, for us on this world, a beautiful gematria in Kiyim Mekar Abaracha, Tav Reish Chav Dalet. You have to think, what is Tav Reish Chav Dalet? We can't talk in Torah, we call me in Havayis, we call me in Shemis, it's not for us. How many hours are there in Shabbos? 24 hours in Shabbos. Every hour is a different Bechina of Shem Havayah. Before Havayis is on Shabbos, 24 Havayis. 22 Havayis is Tav Reish Chav Dalet. Das ist Kiyim Mekar Abaracha. Shabbos is in ganzen Dweikis in Devishta. All 24 hours of Shabbos are Dweikis in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Das ist Kihim Mekar Abaracha. Was ist das Shabbos? Is it Mekar Abaracha? Because you're double in Devishta. What's Kihim Mekar Abaracha? Tav Reish Chav Dalet. 24 times 26 is Tav Reish Chav Dalet. And das ist Kihim Mekar Abaracha. Das ist der Heilige Shabbos. More than that is Lemailo Masog Haseinu for now. Mit dem ist mir jetzt zu sein. A little bit Iberlernen der Stickel Chodoidi. Chofas, now, next week we could go weiter.